Welcome in, everybody. This is January 15th, 2024, people. And today I'm going to be talking about the two Capitals games and Alex Ovechkin. So Alex Ovechkin, as we know, has only scored 8 goals, and he has a lower body injury, and he's out for the foreseeable future. The Washington Capitals are tied right now with the Penguins in the Metro, and there's a million and one things that could happen. The Islanders could just fall off at any point. They could get some lucky breaks against a team like the Rangers. There's just a million and one things that could happen right now. And I just think that the Capitals are not quite... I don't think they're going to make it this year. I think just because, you know, they do have Oshie. They do have, you know, Snooze Netsoff. But really, if you don't have your bread and butter with Alex Ovechkin and Backstrom, you know, you're not going to, I don't think you're going to go as far as you think you are. And it is a shame that Backstrom had to, you know, retire early. And maybe that's the case right now for Ovechkin. I'm not going to say anything definite on that, but I just think that he is not going to be the same. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but I'm 99% certain he's not going to be the same, and we're not going to get another 40-goal season out of him. And this last year is coming from the guy who said that he would get a 50-goal season in the previous year, the 2022-2023 season, and he got 44, and the only reason he didn't get 50 was because his father died, and he had to take some days off, and he was, and had he, you know, played an extra 7-8 games, he probably gets it in that scenario. He probably does, but, and that's the thing. You know, if they have to go to, if they had to play Tara Vinen and Sebastian Aho and the Islanders, the Hurricanes, excuse me, wrong, Sebastian Aho. If they have to play Tara Vinen and Sebastian Aho of the Carolina Hurricanes, you know, I don't think they're going to do as well as they think they are. Now, over the weekend, the Washington Capitals defeated the New York Rangers at home. And hold on a minute. Gonna get the scores. On Sunday, they had to go into Madison Square Garden, but they lost that one 2-1, even though they got up early. But, you know, of course, you know, shenanigans do happen during that time. So, so there is that. The Washington Capitals are not in a bad position right now. They've got 20 wins, 15 losses, and 6 OT losses, and I don't think they're, you know, they've got 46 points total. And it's not the worst record in the Metro, but I do think they need to step it up as well, and they just need to get those surprise wins against both Sebastian Aho teams, and maybe you pick off the Flyers during a game or two as well. So there's that. On Saturday, they did win it 3-2. They did come back. They did not need Ovechkin for this. So they will win games without him. Obviously, they'll do well, but maybe they won't get the playoff berth or get a playoff spot out of it. I don't think they still need their superstar as well. And it is a shame that he has gone on to, you know, and not been the player that we saw last year. And it's like, you know, it's like all that happened in 1 year. You know, it does seem very unreal. But maybe there was an injury. And I've said this before. I thought he was playing injured, and he probably was playing injured for so long. Now, if he only had 600 goals up to this point, or maybe even just 700, and he just passes like Brett Hull at this point, and that was his, you know, his MO at the point, you know, would we see him play to age 40? I don't think we would. I think he's sustained enough injuries over his career that he would not try to keep playing until he was 40 to 42 years old. And that's probably the only reason why he wants to keep playing, is to beat Gretzky's goal record. If he had 100 goals less, I think he would hang up the skates at this point. He's done quite well. He has certainly done a lot with ASHA, and that's the American Special Hockey Association. He has done so much volunteering there, and he's already won a cup. He's got that. He will be a first ballot Hall of Famer. He'll probably be a unanimous vote. And he'll be, you know, remembered for all time. He'll have a legacy forever. And Sergei Ovechkin will probably go on to do wonderful things in the future. But, you know, I don't think he would have, if I had been banged up as much as he had in his career and only had 100 goals less, I would be happy retiring at 38 and just living my life and raising my kids at that point. You know, he's 38 years old. Okay, he's 38. You know, most people in sports don't even get to this point, because most of them are not even, you know, don't even make it to 5 years in their professional careers. And most of them don't even put up numbers in their respective sports like Ovechkin does, okay? He has done so much for the sport of the NHL. And, you know, and Crosby can still be in the league for so much longer, and Crosby's a full 2 years younger. You know, he's got so much, you know, Crosby is the point leader, and he's having one of the best seasons. And I've said this before, Sidney Crosby will always be the better player over Ovechkin. Ovechkin has a cup, he's got more goals, but at the end of the day, he's got, you know, who has more awards in the NHL, you know, Crosby has more rings than Ovechkin. He has more rings than that, and every time they face each other in the playoffs, out of the four times they faced each other in the playoffs for the seven-game series, that team went on to win their respective Stanley Cup for that season. And three out of the four times, it was the Penguins. I think Ovechkin is the second best player of this generation, next to Crosby. Malkin, Crosby knows how to bring out the best in Malkin and Letang and Jordan Staal and Phil Kessel. He knew how to do it all there. And he worked well with Marc-Andre Fleury as well. And he had arguably most of them will go into the Hall of Fame. Letang will go. Malkin will certainly go. And Fleury is, will have the second most amount of games won in NHL history by a goalie. You could make that argument that Crosby had more of hockey Hall of Famers on his roster too, and Ovechkin didn't exactly have that. Now Backstrom would be up there in the conversation. Oshie maybe not. Wilson Nah, sure. Green, Mike Green was okay for a while, but he just did not. But he didn't last long. He didn't last long. And Semin had some good seasons, but he did not last long either. So everyone was, you know, was flaming out too, and they're just not quite. They were never quite up to par as Crosby's crew. So there's that. On Saturday, Jonathan Quick was doing Jonathan Quick stuff, but he lost to the Capitals as well. Now this tells me that that Shesterkin is going to be the ace of the playoffs and not Quick. And Jonathan Quick is getting up there too. And you know, we are getting so many. 10 years ago, all these players were, you know, it just seemed like yesterday that they were like dominating. Like everyone that I was talking about, just talked about, was dominating too. But I think, you know, Jonathan Quick still put up some numbers, you know, is still doing some good work. But I think it's because that, you know, the Rangers were in their building, you know, that did have a bit of an influence. And, you know, Oshie was more on his game, you know, when he's home. And it's not that simple. You know, it's not as easy when you go on the road. And that's why I think the Capitals fell. I think, you know, just that little bit of factor too was there. And the fact that Shesterkin was between the pipes. So I think that was just the main issue of why they lost. Now they beat the Rangers and they had to play them twice in a 24-hour period. I think that, you know, it's like playing a doubleheader in baseball. You know, odds are you're going to lose at least once, you know, and it's understandable. Now, most of the time they don't take both games. They don't take both games in hockey, and they don't take both games in the doubleheader in baseball. So it was not exactly a doubleheader because this happened on 2 days, but it happened within a 24-hour period. So that's why I say I'm calling this a doubleheader. So there's that. Now here's a good question that I think the NHL should reevaluate, is that should a team play in a 24-hour period against each other again in their home building, or just wait a few days? You know, I think I would rather you wait a few days too, honestly. So it will be a while for the next game, for the next Capitals game coming up. But I think the fact that you have two games in a 24-hour span in hockey is tough. I mean, in football, that's hard. You know, that's hard. And in hockey, that's also hard too. And you get like a light morning skate too. I mean, of course you're going to, you know, you're probably going to lose one in that scenario. And also goalies nowadays are splitting the games with their backup. So essentially, guess what? It's an extra pitcher, essentially. Like in baseball, you know, you get your reliever comes in on your off days, you know, and that is a factor too, as well. It's not like the Rangers could just throw in Mike Richter 60 games out of the year, you know. Now you're down to like 44 in some instances, and the backups could, and most of the NHL backup goalies could certainly be on, you know, another team and start. Some of them certainly could. And I think that the NHL, you know, in the butterfly era, that you're going to see, you know, more goalies dominating, including the backups. Moving on now, in moving the team to Northern Virginia, my thoughts on this. So since this is a Capitals rant, I've got to talk about them moving to an actual state and a city that most people in the country have never heard of. Arlington, Virginia. We've heard of Arlington, Texas. I think the fact that they're moving to Virginia could be a good thing. Virginia did not get a fair shot at hosting a professional sports team in the ABA with the Squires. I think now they're still going to be called Washington, but I think the main reason they're going to be moving to Virginia is obviously tax benefits, and and it gives the people of Northern Virginia a sports team to root for, and then the Wizards will, follow as well. Now, that still leaves Capital One Arena empty. So you have the men's team of the Hoyas and the women's team and the Hoyas women's team in that arena. And then, and you got the Mystics of the WNBA, at least for a little while. But no one's really going to be occupying that arena. You'll have concerts and comedy tours, but it's appropriately named Capital One Arena. We don't exactly have Dodger Stadium, Marlins Park, Oriole Park, Yankee Stadium. We don't have that in hockey. And this is the closest thing we have to that, because Washington Capitals Capital One Arena, that's the closest thing we have to this. We don't have Islanders Arena. We don't have Rangers Arena. It's called Madison Square Garden. We don't have the Bruins Arena. We don't have Blackhawks Arena. It's called the United Center, and we don't have, Wild Arena or Kings Arena or Ducks Center. We don't have that. It's all named after corporations and companies here. And you don't have that in the NBA either, too. There was that special moment as well, just having it called Capital One Arena. And it was called the Verizon Center and the MCI Center because no one could figure out a name for that arena, too. Northern Virginia will benefit from this, from the Capitals coming in to Northern Virginia. The people of Nova will benefit. They don't have to hop on the Metro as long as they used to, but the people coming from Maryland will have to take a few more stops. That's the issue. If you're familiar with the Red Line, you just hop on, go to the Red Line, go past the Metro Center, all that stuff as well. So I think the people of Maryland will not be happy because now they have to go into Virginia, not to DC, but in Northern Virginia, it's still pretty good. It's pretty classy up there. And I like it there. But so I think now, what are the ticket prices going to be too? Because they're going to have to pay for the stadium somehow. I think they might be more expensive to start. And then I guess later they might have they might decrease in price. But it'll be more expensive overall. And the arena too, their practice center, they don't have to go too far out again now that their arena is right, their practice arena is right there next to their game, their home arena. They'll be fine. They'll be fine. They'll absolutely be fine. I think the Capitals are the team, they are one of the most popular teams in the DMV. And for a traditional non-hockey market, I think Virginia will do well with the Capitals, even though they're in Northern Virginia and it's not a big move. It's not like they're moving to Minnesota or anything. You know, it's just a shift that, you know, will give them some tax benefits in the long run, and maybe they'll attract other players in the long run now that Virginia is going to have a professional sports team. So that'll about do it for this episode of the Adam Rothstein Hockey Podcast. If you like this, please check out the links in the description / show notes. Share this with your friends. 5 stars on all the podcast platforms. Please write me a little review. And with that being said, take care.